This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden says the U.S. will begin airdropping humanitarian assistance into Gaza.
In the coming days, we're going to join with our friends in Jordan and others in providing airdrops of additional food and supplies.
The president announced the long-considered move on Friday after at least 115 Palestinians were killed and more than 750 others were injured, according to Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry on Thursday, when witnesses said nearby Israeli troops opened fire as huge crowds raced to pull goods off an aid convoy. Israel said many of the dead were trampled in a stampede linked to the chaos and that its troops fired at some in the crowd who they believed moved toward them in a threatening way. Biden made the announcement while hosting Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni at the White House. Dozens gathered outside the Egyptian embassy in Beirut on Friday to express solidarity with Palestinians in the Gaza Strip and call for Egypt to permanently open the Rafah border. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
The protesters chanted slogans that criticized Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Seal Davos was among the protesters at the rally.
We're here to protest the occupation, genocide, Palestine, Gaza. It's been going on for 5 months. Specifically, we're protesting Egypt's complicity in the genocide. So showing solidarity with Palestine from Lebanon.
Egypt has long restricted the flow of Gaza Palestinians onto its territory, even during the most brutal conflicts. Currently, humanitarian aid, in coordination with Israel, enters the Gaza Strip through Rafah, and some patients needing medical treatment leave the besieged enclave using the crossing point located on the border with Egypt. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The judge in Trump's classified documents case is expected to set the trial date during a crucial hearing, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
It was scheduled to begin May 20th, but U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon has been signaling that may get pushed back. Federal prosecutors led by Jack Smith requested July 8th. Defense lawyers countered with August 12th, but say there is no way to hold a fair trial before the Republican National Convention in July or the November election. Trump denies any wrongdoing. He faces 40 counts on charges that he willfully retained top-secret documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate, urged his lawyer to hide records and lie to the FBI, and enlisted staff to delete surveillance footage. The Florida trial date has taken on added significance after the Supreme Court announced it would hear arguments in late April on whether Trump, as a former president, is immune from prosecution in a separate federal case charging him with scheming to overturn the 2020 presidential election. I'm Jennifer King.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has confirmed that he will visit Donald Trump in Florida next week. Speaking at a diplomacy forum in Turkey on Friday, Orban described a possible comeback by the former U.S. president as the, quote, only serious chance for an end to the war in Ukraine. The Hungarian leader also suggested that Trump's return to the White House could also help end the conflict in Gaza. Orban's meeting with Trump comes as the former U.S. president seeks to turn his attention to his looming election rematch with President Joe Biden. Trump's political standing within his own party seems stronger than ever, having easily won the early presidential Republican primary contests. The Pope asks an aide to read a speech aloud for him, raising further concerns over his health. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Pope Francis, who has been unwell with the flu, has asked an aide to read out his speech at a conference in the Vatican. The pontiff has said that he has not yet fully recovered from his ailments. The latest move has raised concerns about his ability to continue as the head of the Catholic Church. The 87-year-old Pope handed his speech to his aide, saying, "I still have a cold and I get fatigued after reading for a while." Francis, who has been hospitalized 3 times since becoming Pope in 2013, began using a wheelchair and cane to walk after suffering knee trouble last year. I'm Karen Shamas.
Chinese Vice President Hong Zheng has pledged to provide more opportunities for foreign companies in China as the government tries to restore confidence in the world's second largest economy. Han told an audience of American business people in Beijing on Friday that the government would continue to open more industries to foreign investment and create a market-oriented and law-based international business environment. Officials of the American Chamber of Commerce in China portrayed his appearance at an annual chamber dinner as a positive signal that the government is serious about addressing the concerns of U.S. and other foreign companies. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.